I write it down, then I watch it blow up. Y'all know what I'm like, y'all play it in your system every night now.
Now it's like life or death, I'm a rebel. My poetry's deep, I never felt. Now it's like, half man, half amazing. No doubt. Now it's like life or death, I'm a rebel. My poetry's deep, I never felt.
Good evening. This is Sebastian, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And the name of this show is To Whom It May Concern. I'm here with a special guest tonight. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Aiden. I'm Sebastian's special guest tonight.
Hi, Aiden. You have selected an album for tonight. So how about you introduce your album?
Okay, yeah. So the album I have to play tonight is called Endlessness by Nala Sinefro. It's a jazz album. She's a, I believe, a Belgian jazz pianist and harpist. I know she studied at Berkeley for a year, so Boston-based as well, I suppose. But yeah, she's a jazz pianist. A lot of what she has on this album is very synth-based and arpeggiated. And I'm a saxophonist, and there's some beautiful saxophone playing on this album too. So I figured
there is some beautiful saxophone playing. I listened to it once yesterday because we decided that you wanted to do this album pretty recently. So I tried to get in a listen before.
Yeah. So I hope everybody enjoys this as much as I did.
I also hope that everyone enjoys this as much as you did, and as much as I did on my first listen. Yeah, we'll start it off with Continuum 1. It's interesting. So all the songs are just Continuum 1 through
10. I believe, yeah.
1 through 10, which is interesting. This first song kind of reminded me of... Have you listened to Pharoah Sanders with the one he did with Floating Points?
Yeah, that album is great.
It was kind of like that. The titles, having the numbered titles kind of reminded me of that. But the first song kind of sounded like that, although there's definitely some variants throughout the album. It's not all one, like, long song.
Yeah, no. You're definitely going to feel a journey on this one.
Yeah, this is true. All right, this is Continuum 1. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
feel like we can just talk right over this. It's very pretty, but it's not the kind of music that would necessarily would be interrupted by dialogue.
I agree. So, Sebastian, what do you think?
I'm really enjoying this, actually. I feel like I'm getting more out of it than the first listen. I'm able to pay more attention to the different things that are going on. This song has some interesting synths. You're talking about the synths.
Yeah, so she's the pianist, so she's cooking all that stuff up.
See.
That first song, though, Continuum 1.
Continuum 1.
The way that the journey that takes you on when the strings come in and then it just all breaks down at the end, it's got to be one of the best tracks of the year last year when it came out.
Oh, it came out last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very recent, which is...
It is very recent, yeah.
I'm glad music like this is being made right now. She's very cool.
Yeah.
I still need to check out some of her other music.
We need more stuff like this, am I right? this is cool though. I like this synth on this one and the last one. Have you ever listened to Mort Garson?
No, I haven't.
You don't know Plantasia?
No, I need to listen.
When was it released? It's like this very interesting like jazz synth kind of record. I think it came out in the 70s. But it's called Plantasia. It's very interesting. It's like the album was like, it's called Mother Earth Plantasia, and in the album was like advertised as warm earth music for plants and the people who love them, and apparently it's supposed to be like music that like helps plants grow.
This certainly does sound like music I would enjoy if I was a plant.
You should listen to Plantasia because it's very similar to this, and it's, yeah, I feel like this is also could be plant growing music, personally. But yeah, we also have, I have another guest here. We have lots of guests in the station tonight. So I'd like to welcome Alex, if you'd like to share a word.
I'm going to keep it short and sweet.
All right, keep it short and sweet.
Just speaking of plants and growth, I want to promote my new supplements that help plants grow and they help you grow. Go to www.friedmanconnectsyoutothegoodsupplements.org. We will give you a bonus. That's right, B-O-N-U-S, bonus, if you put in code word Big Dog. Thank you. Good night.
All right, Alex. All right.
Yeah.
I think that this station is technically supposed to be a non-profit, and I don't know if we're allowed to do advertisements, but it's okay. I think he's just really excited about sharing
His new supplements.
So I'll let him have that one.
Yeah. Go to his website, I guess.
Yeah, do that, I guess.
Should we get back into it?
Yeah, we should get back into it. But before we get back into it, I do need to read a PSA because we're about halfway through the show. So let me find a PSA to read. Let's see. What'll it be? I want to see if I can find a plants-related PSA, because that feels relevant to our discussion of Plantasia.
Or a supplement.
And supplements for you and your plants, too. Let's see. Okay, I can't really find this, so I haven't seen this PSA before, so I'll read it. These are numbers to think about in terms of the worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion, and the U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $70 trillion GDP, with the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare. That means that almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just medical costs of 0.25%. That's one quarter, wait, 25%. That's one quarter, oh wait, no, it is point, this is surprising actually, this is so surprising I have to reread it. It's 0.25%, that's one quarter of 1% of the planet's population. So these are some numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, the Tufts Educational Tufts Educational Radio.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, fascinating. Yeah. So with that, I'll let us get back into the continuum, if you will. All right. And that concludes Endlessness by Nala Sinefro.
Yeah, man.
So, any comments?
Any concluding
notes?
Well, I definitely still really, really love it. There's like, on the back half, I don't know, we didn't announce a song number, so I guess whoever out there is listening to this needs to go back, but I think that last one, number 10, and number 6 is in there. Those are
your favorites?
Those are my favorites. That and the first one. There's something about that last one, though, the way it all, like, builds, and then at the end, I think that's, like, the only time we ever hear, like, a
acoustic piano
yeah. on the whole album. And I think that's just really cool that it builds up.
The icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I like the way it ended. It was a very climactic build up. But then that acoustic piano.
It definitely gets cool in the second half when it seems like it's much more synth focused and like beep beep boop beep like Alien.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely. Okay, well earlier we were talking. Oh, wait, I didn't even know. So this album was released on Warp Records, which is really cool. Because that's the same label that, like, Aphex Twin is on.
Yeah.
And, like, Boards of Canada and a bunch of other, like, IDM bands.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I was reading up on her a little bit as we have been listening. Yeah, she joined, I think all of her records, the last two records, are released on Warp Records. And she started putting out music in, like, I think 2020 or 2021.
Interesting.
So, yeah. I
wonder how she got on Warp Records, like what her kind of like journey was.
Yeah.
You know?
No, all I know is that she went to school in Boston, and then her first job was as a sound engineer. So she's also very much into like the technical production side, it seems. I feel comes across very strongly there. It's just like it's mixed very, very well. It sounds perfect.
It does sound great.
Yeah. You wanted to play
the album's over. I wanted to play Mort Garson since we have a little time left. So before we say goodbye, or I guess we'll say goodbye now, but I'll end it off with a few songs by Mort Garson off of Plantasia to give you a taste of that, because I feel like the synths on this album that we just listened to are very they echo a lot of the sounds I heard on.
And when did this one come out?
On Spotify it says it was released in 2019, but I'm not. Wait, Plantasia. I feel like he's pretty old. Mort Garson. It was released in 1976.
Interesting.
Originally. It's an electronic album, and yeah, apparently it was supposed to be like music for growing plants. So I will play a few songs off of that. But so yeah, so it's been a pleasure having you on the show tonight, Aiden.
Well, thank you for letting me yap.
Of course, anytime. Yeah. And this has been To Whom It May Concern on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and I hope you enjoy these last few songs as we close it off for tonight.